Natural sounding break repetition controlled. Beginner lesson. Ableton Live. Drum and bass. Let's go. Today you're going to learn how to make a break loop repeat for a long time without screaming copy paste. Because in drum and bass, especially rollers, the drums are often doing the same job for minutes, but the best tracks make that repetition feel alive. Like there's a drummer back there making tiny decisions every bar. The mindset for this lesson is important. We are not trying to constantly invent new patterns. We're trying to control repetition. Same groove, different behavior. By the end, you'll have a 4 to 8 bar break loop that can run under a bass line for ages. You'll build it in a drum rack so you can do micro edits, and you'll use a second layer for variation so your core groove stays stable. Then you'll create energy movement with subtle processing and automation, so the break feels like it's evolving through an arrangement. Alright, open Ableton Live. Step 0. Quick session prep, just to land in drum and bass territory. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally fine, but 174 is a nice default. Set your loop brace to 8 bars. Even if your core loop is 2 bars, 8 bars gives you room to add little changes and fills without getting lost. Now pick a break. Amen style. Think break, funky drummer, or any breaky drum loop. Here's a coaching tip. If the break already has ghost notes and little hat detail, your job gets way easier. Drum and bass loves detail. You don't want a loop that's just kick and snare with nothing in between, unless you're planning to build all that detail yourself. Cool. Drag the break onto an audio track. Now, step 1. Warping. This matters more than beginners think. Click the clip so you see clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transient. And for transient loop mode, set it to off. That tends to keep the hits clean. Now find the real downbeat. The actual one. Right click and choose warp from here. Straight, right on that downbeat. Your goal is simple. The break should groove and the transients should hit cleanly. If it feels flammed, or like the snare is kind of smearing, nudge the clip start marker a tiny amount and listen again. This is one of those moments where 10 seconds of careful setup saves you an hour later. Once it's warping nicely, we move to the main anti-repetition weapon. Step 2. Slice it to a drum rack. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Create one shot. Use the built-in drum rack. Now your break is in slices. This is huge, because instead of being stuck with the audio loop as one chunk, you can now control individual hits. That's how we get variation without breaking the vibe. Optional but recommended cleanup. Open a few simpler devices on the pads. Set voices to 1. So slices don't overlap and turn into messy stacks. And if warp is enabled inside Simpler, turn it off for one-shot slices. We want each slice to behave like a hit, not a stretchy audio clip. Nice. Now we build the stable groove. Step 3. Create a bass loop that stays solid. Make a MIDI clip, 2 bars long, on your sliced drum rack track. And you're going to program the break groove using those slices. Now, teacher tip. Start with the identity element and protect it. For most breaks, that's the backbeat snare, that 2 and 4 feeling. Lock that in first. Then place the main kick moments. Only after that do you add hats and ghost notes. This is where beginners often go wrong. They start editing everything, especially kick and snare, and suddenly it doesn't feel like that break anymore. It just becomes random break chops. So keep the backbone consistent. Once you've got a decent 2-bar groove, duplicate it out to 8 bars. For now, let it be a little boring. Boring but solid. We're building a foundation that won't collapse when we add spice. Now we make it feel human. Step 4. Velocity shaping. This is the biggest realism boost, hands down. Open the MIDI clip. Look at your velocities. Here's a simple template to start with. Main snare hits, those big backbeats, set them around 110 to 127. Kicks, somewhere like 90 to 120. Depending on the break. Ghost snares, much lower, think 35 to 70. Hats and shuffles, maybe 45 to 95, and don't be afraid to make them move slightly. Do it fast like this. Select all the ghost notes and pull their velocities down together. Then go in and manually adjust just a handful per bar. Literally 4 to 8 notes per bar is enough. And remember, we're not trying to make it random. We're trying to make it intentional, like the drummer leaned into one hat. Then relax the next. Already, even if the MIDI notes didn't change, it should feel less looped. Step 5. Micro-timing variation. Subtle is the word. DNB needs tightness. If you overdo swing, the whole thing turns wobbly and sloppy. But tiny shifts add life. Open the groove pool. Choose a groove like a swing 16 or an MPC style groove. Drag it onto your MIDI clip. Now in the groove settings, try timing around 10 to 25%, random around 2 to 8%. Velocity in the groove can be 0 to 10% if you want a little extra movement. Then listen. If it starts to feel late or careless, pull timing back. In drum and bass, a little goes a long way. Now we're going to do something that's basically the secret weapon for repetition control. Step 6. Make a separate variation layer track so changes don't break the groove. Duplicate your break drum rack track. Rename the first one break bass and the second one break variations. On break variations, delete most notes. Seriously, this track is not allowed to rewrite the main groove. It exists only for extras. Keep only things like extra ghost hits, occasional hat skips, tiny snare drags, little fills at the end of bar 4 and bar 8. Here's a super effective 8-bar plan you can follow. Bars 1 to 2, minimal variations. Bars 3 to 4, add an extra ghost snare idea. At bar 4, add a tiny fill. Bars 5 to 6, change the hat feel slightly, not the whole pattern, just a little. At bar 8, a bigger fill or a quick stop. This is the additive mindset. The bass track is your stable drummer. The variation track is the drummer getting playful, but never losing the pocket. And here's another coach note. Use micro contrast instead of new patterns. If bar 1 is slightly darker and bar 2 is slightly brighter, your brain hears progression. It doesn't care that the notes are almost the same. Now we'll make the break evolve like it's moving through sections of a track. Step 7. Energy control with automation. Group your break bass and break variations together. Put processing on the group bus, not on every slice. Bus processing creates glue, and it keeps the break sounding like one kid in one room. Add an EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to clean rumble. If the break is boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Small, 1 to 3 dB. Don't carve it to death. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 8. Crunch just a little, like 0 to 20. Boom. Be careful in DNB, often 0 to 10 or even off, depending on your sub and bass line. And transients, you can push plus 5 to plus 20 for more snap, or go negative if you want it softer. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then add auto filter. Low pass mode is perfect for movement. Map the cutoff, because you'll automate it. Now automation ideas that kill repetition without sounding like obvious effects. Slightly open the filter every 8 bars into a drop. Close it slightly in breakdowns. Bump drum bus transients up a bit in the drop. Tiny little saturator drive bumps at phrase starts, like bar 1, bar 9, bar 17. The keyword is subtle. You're creating motion, not doing a DJ filter sweep every 2 seconds. Extra pro style move, if you want. Automate a tiny mid-dip with EQ 8 during your busiest bars. Like a band around 250 to 500 Hz dipping 1 to 3 dB only when the drums are densest. That makes the break breathe. Busy bars feel busy, but not suffocating. Now let's handle fills the right way. Step 8. Natural fills without over-editing. Classic rule. Use the same break material to make fills. That's how it stays believable. Method 1 is the last half bar variation. In bar 4 and bar 8, add 2 to 4 extra ghost notes. Replace one hat with a snare slice. If the break has a tom or a little weird hit, sneak it in at the end. Method 2 is a micro stutter, but musical. Take the last beat of bar 8, duplicate it, and slice it into 16th hits in MIDI. Use only 2 to 3 repeats, then stop. Don't machine gun it for a whole bar. If you want a touch of vibe, put a short reverb only on the fill track. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High pass the reverb, like 300 to 600 Hz. Keep it subtle, maybe 5 to 15% wet. Now we're going to lock this into a simple arrangement mentality, because arrangement is where repetition really gets solved. Step 9. Think in 8-bar call and response. Here's a structure you can copy. Bars 1 to 8, section A, bass break plus small variations. Bars 9 to 16, section B, add a hat layer, brighten the filter a bit, slightly stronger transients. Bar 17 to 24, a prime, pull back the hats and give space to the bass. Bars 25 to 32, B prime, bigger fills, a touch more saturation, maybe a ride layer. Notice what's happening. The MIDI can be nearly the same, but the energy changes. That's how drum and bass keeps momentum. Now a few common mistakes to avoid, because these are super typical. Don't over-randomize everything. Too much groove timing or random makes DNB floppy. Tight first, then Tiny Chaos. Don't forget Velocity Contrast. If ghost notes are as loud as main hits, you get that machine gun effect. Ghosts need to whisper. Don't constantly rewrite the bass groove. Your break loses its identity fast. Protect that identity element, usually the snare and the core shuffle. Don't distort every slice individually. Bus saturation gives cohesion. Slice distortion often gives harshness and inconsistency. And don't ignore transients. If every bar has identical transient shape, it feels looped even if you changed notes. Transient control and tiny filter changes are repetition killers. Quick practice exercise, about 15 to 25 minutes. Slice a break to drum rack. Create an 8-bar MIDI loop. Make two tracks, break bass and break variations. Add one groove at around 15% timing and 5% random. Automate auto filter cutoff over 16 bars, slightly darker for bars 1 to 8, slightly brighter for bars 9 to 16. Add fills. Bar 4, a micro fill with just 2 or 3 extra hits. Bar 8, a stronger fill, maybe a short stutter. Then export a 16-bar bounce and listen with your screen off. That's the real test. If it feels like it's progressing when you're not watching the playhead, you nailed it. One last productivity tip. When you get a really good 8-bar behavior, freeze and flatten a copy of the break group as a checkpoint. It makes you more confident to experiment, because you can always return to the version that already works. Recap to lock it in. Slice to drum rack so you can control hits, not just loops. Keep a stable bass loop, and add a variation layer instead of rewriting the groove. Your biggest realism tools are velocity, micro timing, and subtle automation. Use simple stock devices like EQ8, drum boss, saturator, and auto filter to create evolving energy. And think in 8-bar phrases, because drum and bass is tension and release on a loop. If you tell me what break you're using, like Amen or Think, and what style you're aiming for, liquid, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a specific 8-bar variation, map, and a starting set of device settings that match that vibe.